Happy Thursday, Brady Bowman with you here on News Radio KMAN. And on In Focus, we have Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council and former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General Perry Wiggins. Then we'll put that immediate responsibility back on you. Former.
Yeah, there you go. Don't do that.
Again, phone lines are open, 75-537-1350. We have about 9 minutes left into the program. We're talking UAS, UAV, otherwise known as drones in the vernacular. And you were talking about the commercial side of it and about some possibilities there with maybe a little bit of defense industry.
Yeah, you know, one of my lines of effort that the governor's given me is to bring really business in here. Now, defense industry business. And we don't have, comparatively to some of our sister states, the defense industry that they have. And so this is an opportunity for us. And we are working with the regional airport in Salina right now, for example, to try to get the United States Air Force, who has a modernization refurbishment line requirement for their Reaper unmanned aerial systems, to basically bring them up to modern standards. You know, as they get technological advancements, they like to hang them on those airframes. And so we're saying that, hey, we think that Kansas is a place to bring that type of program and bring that particular maintenance modernization facility here to Kansas, because it provides jobs, it provides other opportunities. And so, for example, at Fort Riley, we have 3,200 to 3,400 soldiers either separate or retire from the military each year. So that workforce is something that we're trying to take advantage of, because it's not a lack of jobs, as you hear throughout the nation. It really is a lack of skilled workforce. And so our military members that are leaving the service for whatever reason is a great pool of folks that we can get, and skilled folks, dedicated folks that know that mission comes before punching the clock. That's the type of guys who want to get into these programs.
And it's really amazing when you talk about that, talk about modernization of those systems when they're talking about the Predator and the Reaper. Because, you know, when you really think about it, they have kind of been around a while now.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have systems in our United States military been around. Our refuelers, for example, we're just now getting around to the KDC 46 Alpha, the new refueler. Matter of fact, Kansas is going to get the first one. It's going to arrive here, I believe, in October in Wichita at McConnell Air Force Base. We've been dealing with the 135s, and some of our Vietnam vets who are, you know, listening in, they know that that aircraft's been around that long. Now, it has been refurbished throughout the years, so it's not the exact same one. But
right.
60 years old.
Yeah.
That's an old airframe, you think about it. Our C-130s, some of them we have older airframes. So they have to bring them in periodically. We just think that Kansas is a great place to do it because we have the skilled workforce. We have people that are dedicated, hard workers. And we think the Midwest is a great place for those individuals to come and call home.
How long have the Predator and Reaper systems been around now?
You know, I don't know. I know that, you know, they were pretty much introduced, I think, in this OIF, Operation Iraqi Freedom. So, but they've been around. You know, the Predator was the one that just kind of did the reconnaissance. I don't think they're actually fielding that system anymore. They've kind of gone to the Reaper because they can hang, of course, Hellfire missiles on them. We've seen the results of those particular systems in theater when they take out some really high-value targets. And just recently, for example, on the news, you saw where it took out, I think, the finance, one of the high-finance folks in ISIS in northern Iraq.
And you mentioned Operation Iraqi Freedom. I guess around 2003, 2004.
17 years or so,
yeah,
right? I mean, you blink, and we've been at persistent conflict for a long time.
Brady Bowman here with the Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council and former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General Perry Wiggins. Just got about 5 minutes left in the program if you want to get in a call, 785-537-1350, talking about UAS systems. What else do we want to go over?
Well, you know, the other thing that I like to bring folks up to speed on is I've talked a lot about additional force structure, trying to get it into Fort Riley. And, you know, what we learned was that Fort Carson organization there has been chosen by the Army to do a conversion on this initial brigade combat team, taking it from an infantry to an armored brigade combat team. So for me, when I take a look at it realistically, is the Army going to move 3,400 soldiers out of Fort Carson and move them to Fort Riley? It to me, it's kind of an unrealistic expectation that that's going to happen. So what we're doing now is we're taking a look at really future force structure, and hopefully as the Army takes a look at its National Defense Strategy missions that the Secretary of Defense has placed upon the Army, we will, the requirement needs to grow, the number of soldiers. I think by 2019, they'll have about 497,000 soldiers is what the expectation is by the current budget. But the National Defense Strategy says the Army needs about 520,000 in order to accomplish its mission. So we're hoping that, you know, there'll be additional budget beyond 19 that will accommodate the force structure growth, and Fort Riley will be a recipient of that, because Fort Riley is a perfect place to place that type of force structure. And you know, in 2012, without a BRAC, we lost a brigade. So everybody thinks you lose stuff through BRAC. It doesn't have to be a BRAC. We lost a 4th Combat Brigade out of Fort Riley, and that was a significant emotional event for the folks here, both economically, and it's something that we need to take a look at. And as the Army continues to grow, we need to put force structure back into the Central Flint Hills.
Any time expectations on Fort Carson and when they might make those decisions?
Well, you know, they were supposed to have that done by 18, fiscal year 18. We're in 18 now, so that decision will be made probably pretty soon on whether and where they're going to put this Armored Brigade Combat Team. I'm still a little bit hopeful, but, you know, the bottom line is I am focusing on missions all the time and growth all the time, both in force structure, personnel, and in missions itself for Fort Riley.
Brady Bowman here with Executive Director of Governor's Military Council and former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General Perry Wiggins on the show. And Perry, we got just maybe about a couple minutes left, maybe just looking ahead a little bit on some things that you're focusing on as part of the Governor's Military Council.
Yeah, you know, one of the big things that we're trying to take a look at long term is how we posture ourselves here in the state of Kansas to take care of some of the policy things that impact our soldiers' quality of life, or airmen. And what I mean by that is we have a lot of soldiers, airmen, Marines, and sailors that are married now. When I first came in, you know, it was about 11% were married.
Really?
11 to 17. Yeah, absolutely. And that was in the early 80s. You now flash forward, over 60% of our servicemen and women are married.
That's quite a different makeup.
It's huge. But that brings spouses. And so finding employment for them, for us, is critical. And we got to break down some of the barriers, like credentialing and licensing for some of these, that still exist in the state of Kansas. We've worked hard. Tom Phillips and I have worked hard on the nursing side as well. But there's other areas that we need to focus and break down those barriers.
Something to look at.
Thank you.
Something to talk about when you're on next time, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks so much. Perry Wiggins, the Executive Director of Governor's Military Council, also former Commanding General of Fort Riley and 1st Infantry Division. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you missed today's show, it'll be on demand on our website, News Radio KMAN, a little later this afternoon. See y'all tomorrow.
State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan.